The 2011 edition of the Rimini meeting is underway on Italy's Adriatic coast. Organized by Communion and Liberation, the week-long event draws together leaders and thinkers from the world of high finance, politics, academia, and culture. One of the topics of discussion is dedicated to a new humanism coming forth following the visit of Pope Benedict to the United Kingdom last year. We spoke to one of the participants at the Rimini meeting, John Millibank, the professor of religion, politics, and ethics at the University of Nottingham, about the positive impact of the Pope's UK visit.
So I think as Britain has ceased to be a country that practices religion very much, it's actually lost its soul. And so we see that we're now overtaken by capitalist greed, by debt, by criminal rioting, and by the corruption of our media. We've seen all this in the course of this year. And unless people, you know, believe in a common good, in a transcendent good, they no longer have a star to orientate their lives by. And I think that the other thing one can say here is that, formally speaking, the British Constitution involves an established church, and it involves a monarchy. And therefore, in formal terms, the entire British Constitution depends upon the recognition of Christianity. And in a sense, I think the Pope was reminding Britain in a gentle way about that, that if Britain has this extraordinary legacy of the rule of law and mixed constitutional government, this is ultimately rooted in the Latin Christian legacy. And unless we make that connection again, I think that our politics will collapse.